are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production. The Breakfast Show, better than coffee.
Yes, indeed. A very good morning, boys and girls, and welcome to the ultimate day of August. It is August the 31st, tomorrow September, and I'm still looking for those Christmas decorations. The good lady said she'd found some. Right. It's 1 minute after seven. We're going to be sitting here entertaining you until 10 o'clock this morning. It is The Breakfast Show with me, Jerry D, here on Cool FM. Looking at birthdays, I tell you what, we're going to go all the way back to the year 12. Yep, that's it, year 12. And it's Caligula's birthday today. Was the popular nickname of Gaius and Julius Caesar Augustus Germanicus, who was a member of the House of Rulers, conventionally known as the Julio-Claudian dynasty. The young Gaius earned his nickname Caligula, which means little soldier's boot, the diminutive form of Caliga, which was a hob-nailed military boot, apparently. This was from his father's soldiers while accompanying him during his campaigns in Germania. There we go. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to Caligula.
Good morning, world. Hello.
Here comes the sun. Here comes the sun.
Morning.
Good morning in the morning.
Morning.
Buenos días en la mañana.
That mission will start in 5 seconds from now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, hit.
The best place to be in the mornings.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
Feeling scared, ready to worsen.
nice, relaxed start to the morning's program today. We were younger and a little thing called Runaway. This isn't Running Away, this is A Heart of Glass from Blondie. That is Blondie and Heart of Glass. If you are keeping an eye on time, we're 10 minutes right now after the hour of 7 o'clock. Happy to tell you. Let's say, hey, yeah, say good morning. Let people know you really exist.
Hello, good morning.
How are you feeling?
Better, thank
yeah,
you.
Yeah, good. Oh, yes. That's good. Mm-hmm. Oh, well, nice to have you back.
Thank you, thank you.
I had to put up with Andreas yesterday. Oh, we were so happy. And you got here bright and early, too.
Oh, yes. Oh, wow.
Yeah. Anyway, nice to have you back.
Thank you.
Talk to you a bit later.
Okay.
Okie dokie, okie dokie. There we go, every kind of people here in the studio. Good to have Yasmin back with us.
Is it a fight to make ends meet? For a lead, it is duty to a king or to a queen.
There we go, Into the Distance, of Robert Palmer, Every Kind of People. Great music, isn't it? I wonder what it's like for people out there right now, so younger and sort of not heard a lot of this music before, because and music is sort of timeless, isn't it, really? And there, yeah, good example. That was Robert Palmer, of course, on his 1978 album, which was called Double Fun, and released as the album's lead single in March of that year, 78. Written by Andy Fraser, by the way. The song got to number 53 in the United Kingdom. It's not very good, is it? Number 16 in the United States, making Palmer's first top 40 hit in that country. In the original version, also charted on the US Billboard Adult Contemporary Chart, peaking at number 22. Now, I say original because there was a remix, which was in 1992, if I remember rightly. It was on the compilation album, which was called Addictions Volume 2, as the lead single from that album as well, ultimately becoming a radio hit. Now, that got to number 8 on the US Billboard Adult Contemporary Chart. In the UK, the remix did better than its original, peaking at number 43. Not a lot. Right, time on the Breakfast Show. I tell you what, we're exactly 15 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock. So we're going to get you in the chair this morning. And I know, I tell you what, let's do this one. And let's get the water sorted out. Come on. There we go.
I know you're going to dig this.
You can go.
Could see you all bobbing around in your cars to that one. Of course, YMCA from the Village People. Time to get you out of the shower. There we go. And on your way to work or wherever it is you're going this morning at 19 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock. Good morning to Renee. Renee drops a line over there in Athens in Greece. She says, dancing away there to YMCA here in the hot house by myself. We got rid of the dogs. Anyway, Renee says, good morning. And she says, yay, Yasmin is back. So, yes, she is indeed. And did you see the beautiful blue moon last night? No, because we had quite a bit of cloud last night. I did see a little bit of it peeking through. And a bit later on, of course, by then it wasn't so big. Anyway, Renee says, looking forward to the AC guys showing up on Saturday morning. Well, it's only Thursday. It's early days yet. I wouldn't get too excited. All right. Could you please play Don't Stop Believing by Journey?
Yeah.
Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
Hometown hero at the bar, burned out highline superstar, you know. Kept the buzz to fill the hole, loved the lights, stole the show. Someone I used to know would stay another round. Someone I used to know ran himself in the ground. It's been a long time coming, couldn't keep on running, had to hit rock bottom to know. When you keep on losing with the path you're choosing, and it's time to let go. Someone that I used to know. Someone that I used to know. Tried to hide the tears and down, hates himself and loves to cry. Heavy crown, didn't know we almost drowned. Someone I used to know would stay another round. Someone I used to know ran himself in the ground. It's been a long time coming, couldn't keep on running, had to hit rock bottom. To know.
There we had the Zac Brown Band and somebody I used to know. Somebody we used to know, of course, is Alex. Alex, Dr. Computer. Sadly, he's, well, good for him, but sadly for us, he's been on a trip for a couple of weeks. He couldn't make it last week, and he also said probably not this week as well. So anyway, nice to know he's doing well, and he's travelling on business. So it's basically you, me, the music, Ingrid, and Yaz. Going through the morning. Nice, sort of relatively quiet week this week. Anyway, it's time on the Breakfast Show right now to do this. Then we'll take a little look at some of the international news and business for this Thursday morning.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
¿Amas la historia y la cultura? Únete al Museo del Canal y sé parte de un legado que ha trascendido generaciones. Adquiriendo tu membresía al Museo del Canal, haces posible que más niños y jóvenes de diversas comunidades y escuelas de todo el país redescubran su historia. Conviértete en un miembro y sumérgete en la fascinante historia que rodea la construcción del canal. Para más información, museodelcanal.com o al WhatsApp 6576-9335 o visita el Museo del Canal ubicado en Casco Antiguo frente a la Plaza Catedral. Museo del Canal, donde la historia cobra vida.
Is your car in need of a quickie? Car Service Express. Absolutely. They will do any of these for you. 30-point inspection for your car. Oil and oil filter change. Change the air filter. Change the cabin filter. Change any kind of other fluid as well, like coolant, brake, transmission and power steering. And they'll balance and rotate your tyres. And if you've got one that doesn't rotate because it's flat at the bottom, they'll fix that too. Car Service Express, 648-14281. Give them a call, 648-14281.
Innsbruck Car Service Express.
Con la construcción de la línea 3 del metro, día tras día, vamos haciendo realidad el sueño de miles de residentes de la provincia de Panamá Oeste.
Well, we're literally just a few seconds away right now from half past the hour of 7 o'clock, as we make our way now up to 8 o'clock. Looking at some of the international news for today, Thursday, Chinese President Xi Jinping is likely to skip a summit of the G20 leaders in India next week. Sources familiar with the matter in India and China told Reuters. Two Indian officials, one diplomat based in China and one official working for the government of another G20 country, said that Premier Li Qiang is expected to represent Beijing at the September 9th, 10th meeting in New Delhi. Spokespersons for the Indian and Chinese foreign ministries did not respond to requests for comment. More than 70 people were killed overnight when fire raged through a five-story apartment block in a poor area of Johannesburg, officials said on Thursday, adding that some of the victims may have been renting rooms there from criminal gangs. At noon, the municipal-owned building was still smouldering, a large part of it blackened by soot as emergency services gathered around it and bodies lay covered in blankets on a nearby street, according to a Reuters report. New York's Attorney General on Wednesday asked a state judge to declare, even before the start of a trial, that Donald Trump committed fraud by submitting false statements to bankers and insurers and overestimating his net worth by up to $2.23 billion. Right, moving on, we've got, it's continuing the story. This is in filings with a state court in Manhattan. Attorney General Letitia James said evidence in her civil case showed repeated and persistent fraudulent use by Trump and his family business of false and misleading financial statements. This is from 2011 to 21. A newly released video of Russian mercenary boss Yevgeny Prigozhin purports to show him in Africa. This was only days before his death, addressing speculation about his well-being and possible threats to his security. For those who are discussing whether I'm alive or not, well, how am I doing? Right now, it's the weekend, second half of August of 2023, I'm in Africa, Prigozhin says in the short video published by the Grey Zone Telegram channel, which is linked to his Wagner group. And former Energy Minister Grant Shapps replaced Ben Wallace on Thursday as Britain's Defence Minister. It surprised the surprise move that reaffirmed London's support for Ukraine while raising questions over his lack of experience of the military. This is shoring up his team now before a national election expected next year. And after Wallace resigned, Rishi Sunak will likely deploy Shapps' talent for media communications in his efforts to overturn opposition Labour's lead in the opinion polls. The Philippines, Malaysia and Taiwan have rejected a map released by China that denotes its claims to sovereignty, including the South China Sea, which Beijing on Thursday said should be viewed rationally and objectively. Well, China released the map on Monday of its famous U-shaped line covering about 90% of the South China Sea, the source of many of the disputes in one of the world's most contested waterways, where more than $3 trillion of trade passes each year. the Philippines on Thursday called on China to act responsibly and abide by its obligations under international law and a 2016 arbitral ruling that had declared the line had in natural fact no legal grounds. Malaysia said it had filed a diplomatic protest over the map as well. China says the line is based on its historic maps. It was not immediately clear whether the latest map denotes any new claim to territory. Microsoft said on Thursday that it would unbundle its chat and video apps, Teams, from its Office product and make it easier for competing products to work with its software. But rivals said that it may need to do more to stave off a possible EU antitrust fine. The proposed changes came a month after the European Commission launched an investigation into Microsoft's tying up of Office and Teams together following a complaint by Salesforce owned by competing workspace or the competing workspace messaging app Slack in 2020. Global payments processors Visa and MasterCard are planning to increase fees that many merchants pay when they accept customers' credit cards, the Wall Street Journal reported on Wednesday. The fee increases are scheduled to start in October and April, according to the report, which cited people familiar with the matter and documents viewed by the Wall Street Journal. Many of the fee increases are for online purchases, the Wall Street Journal said. European shares, they rose on Thursday as financials received a lift from Swiss lender UBS's decision to absorb Credit Suisse's domestic bank, while investors braced for a barrage of key economic data due later in the day. The pan-European Stock 600 had advanced 0.3% to 460.6 points, shrugging off the initial uncertainty. Recent gains have helped the benchmark stave off its worst monthly performance so far this year, but is still set to log a decline of over 2%. Shares of UBS Group jumped 5.4%, hitting their highest level since October of 2008. The bank said that it planned to cut 3,000 jobs in Switzerland in the next couple of years, as it offered the first glimpse of how it plans to achieve more than $10 billion in cost savings. And oil prices, they rose on Thursday, boosted by a large drawdown. This is in U.S. crude inventories and production cuts by OPEC+. But a slowdown in China's manufacturing activity limited gains. Brent crude futures for October expiring on Thursday, they rose 45 cents or 0.5% to $86.31 a barrel by 10:04 Greenwich Mean Time today. The more active November contract, that was up 25 cents or 0.3% at $85.49. U.S. West Texas Intermediate WTI crude futures for October rose 29 cents or 0.4% to $81.29. So there we go. There's a quick look at some of the international news and business for this Thursday morning.
It's Morning Radio, The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM from the heart of Panama City in English.
Have you ever thought about smart investing? You've got to check out Riccio and Associates. Now, they've got over 30 years of experience guiding folks just like you. Start with $5,000, get control, low cost, and total liquidity. Reach out on WhatsApp at 1-954-881-3398 or swing by the website www.yoinvertietobien.com. yoinvertietobien.com. Your financial future, it's in great hands.
Oh,
What a great track from the Rolling Stones, The Tumbling Dice. Yes, a product of Mick Jagger and Keith Richards' songwriting partnership. The song's got sort of like a blues boogie-woogie rhythm to it, isn't it? And the critics, they rather like that. The lyrics are about a gambler who cannot remain faithful to any woman. And the song is the lead single off of their 1972 double album, which was called Exile on Main Street. And that was released worldwide on the 14th of April back in 1972 by Rolling Stones Records. Tumbling Dice, it spent 8 weeks on the UK singles chart, peaking at number 5. In the US, the single peaked at number 7 on the Billboard Hot 100 chart, and the song entered the top 10 in the Netherlands, Norway, Spain. And Tumbling Dice, by the way, received acclaim from contemporary music critics who praised its musicmanship and lyrical prowess. It's a bit posh, isn't it? Anyway, I hope you enjoyed that. Well, we've got two in a row. And now I know Paul's not with us this morning because hopefully he'll be well. He's making his way back from his vacation in Bulgaria back to London. But here's two in a row with a similar theme, really.
All my bags are packed. I'm ready to go. I'm standing here outside your door. I hate to wake you up to say goodbye, but the dawn is breaking, it's early morn, the taxi's waiting, he's blown his horn, already I'm so lonesome I could die. So kiss me and smile for me, tell me that you'll wait for me. Hold me like you never let me go. 'Cause I'm leaving on a jet plane. Don't know when I'll be back again. Oh babe, I hate to go. There's so many times I've let you down. So many times I played around. I tell you now, they don't mean a thing. Every place I go, I think of you. Every song I sing, I'll sing for you. When I come back, I'll bring your wedding ring. So kiss me and smile for me. Tell me that you'll wait for me. Hold me like you'll never let me go. The time has come to leave you. One more time, let me kiss you. Then close your eyes and I'll be on my way. Dream about the days to come when I won't have to leave alone. About the times I won't have to say. Kiss and smile for me. Tell me that you'll wait for me. Hold me like you'll never let me go. 'Cause I'm leaving on a jet plane. Don't know when I'll be back again. Oh babe, I hate to go.
Daniel is traveling tonight on a plane. I can see the red tail lights heading for Spain. Oh, and I can see Daniel waiting.
There we go, starting off with John Denver, of course, and leaving on a jet plane. And one of the guys getting on the plane, well, that must have been Daniel by Elton John. Right, Elton John's song, Daniel, is a real, real classic. It was done with, of course, Bernie Taupin, together with Elton John. And first released on Elton John's 1973 album, which was Don't Shoot Me, I'm Only the Piano Player. In the UK, the song reached number 4 on the official chart, and in the United States, the song reached number 2. That was on the pop charts, only held from the number 1 spot by My Love by Paul McCartney and Wings. And number 1 on the adult contemporary chart as well. That was for 2 weeks in the spring of 1973. In the United States, it was certified gold in September of 1995 and platinum in May of 2018. See, it was still selling. In Canada, it became his second number one single, following on from Crocodile Rock earlier in the year, holding the position for 2 weeks on the RPM 100 National Singles Chart. Elton John and Bernie Taupin received the 1973 Ivor Novello Award for Best Song Musically and Lyrically, and it appeared on the soundtrack of the 1970 movie as well, Alice Doesn't Live Here Anymore. Bernie Taupin, he wrote the lyrics after reading an article, it was either in Time or Newsweek, about a Vietnam War veteran who had been wounded and wanted to get away from the attention that he was receiving when he came back home. The last verse of the original draft of the song was cut, apparently, from the final version because it led to some speculation on the contents. Let's get a copy of that. So there's a little bit of a story to that one. Elton John's Daniel. Right, now this next track, I've got a request in from, generally just says, this is Hoffman. So good morning to you, Hoffman. And nice to know you're out there. You asked if we could play Radar Love by Golden Earring. And he says, could you please, please, play all of it? Okay, I will do.
Oh, No more speed, I'm almost there. Gotta keep cool now, gotta take care. Last car to pass, here I go. And the line of cars drove down real slow. And the radio played that forgotten song. Randall's coming on strong. And the newsman sang his same song.
That is it. Boy, did we make some good music back then. Anyway, Hoffman, they are the full 6.5 minutes of Golden Earrings' Radar Love. But, they're a Dutch rock band, of course, founded back in 1961 in The Hague as the Tornadoes. They achieved worldwide fame, of course, the Golden Earrings. This is with their international hits, that one we just played, Radar Love, 1973. Gosh, what great music. That went to number one on the Dutch chart, reached the top 10 in the United Kingdom, went on to number 13 on the US chart as well. Twilight Zone, that's another one of theirs, in 1982, and When the Lady Smiles in 1984, all doing extremely well. During their career, they had nearly 30 top 10 singles on the Dutch charts and released 25 studio albums. Time on The Breakfast Show. We're just making our way to the top of the hour.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3. The best place to be in the mornings.
En la carretera panamericana se desarrollan frentes de trabajo de la línea 3. Por la seguridad de los conductores, recomendamos respetar las señales de tránsito y manejar con precaución para evitar accidentes.
Have you ever taken your car for maintenance and been told to come back within less than 5,000 kilometers or 3 months? The secret is in using good quality oil and an original filter. At Burley Motors, we guarantee high-quality oil and a thorough inspection during every maintenance check, better than you would get at the dealership. This means a longer lifespan for your car, and you won't have to spend money every 3 months. You can go up to 6,000 kilometers with semi-synthetic oil and up to 10,000 kilometers with full synthetic oil. Give us a call or WhatsApp us on 64310419. Got that? 64310419. Valley Motors. We'll keep you running.
Valley Motors.
¿Amas la historia y la cultura? Únete al Museo del Canal y sé parte de un legado que ha trascendido generaciones. Adquiriendo tu membresía al Museo del Canal, haces posible que más niños y jóvenes de diversas comunidades y escuelas de todo el país redescubran su historia. Conviértete en un miembro y sumérgete en la fascinante historia que rodea la construcción del canal. Para más información, museodelcanal.com o al WhatsApp 6576-9335 o visita el Museo del Canal ubicado en Casco Antiguo frente a la Plaza Catedral. Museo del Canal, donde la historia cobra vida.
Tic-toc-toc,
Another karaoke song for me. I bet you can't guess what it's called. It's called Please Don't Go. KWS is the group who's behind that one. If you are keeping an eye on the time, we're just making our way to 18 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock. We're going to take another piece of music. When we come back, we'll see if we can find Ingrid, shall we? Seconds of Summer is what they call themselves. I guess these days that's not even appropriate. Even England is getting more than 5 seconds now. All we need is a little bit more than 5 seconds of rain, I can tell you. Anyway, that was called Valentine and time on this morning's Breakfast Show. I guess see if we can find out where Ingrid is and what she's up to.
Good morning, Panama. Good morning, Jerry. Hey, Yaz, how you doing? Well, it's the 31st. It's the last day of the month. And boy, oh boy, I hope you saw that big blue moon in the sky last night. What a big moon. Oh, it was beautiful out here. It was great because we had some clouds kind of passing over. It gave it a real eerie look out here in El Valle. Yes, we have returned to the motherland, El Valle. Oh, yes. It was a tough couple of days in the city. Man, I don't know how you guys are dealing with all that heat. It is blistering hot walking on the streets there in Panama City. Wow. I had not been down there since the heat wave had come through. You guys are blessed to be able to get through that. Up here, it's fresh and cool, kind of nice, no AC needed. So we're pretty happy. Anyway, today is the last day of the month. There's all kinds of good things going to start happening in September. Wow, tomorrow's the first, so I'm going to wish you all a happy guess what. That's going to be Freaky Friday Fun Facts with White Rabbit. I don't know. I could mix them up a little bit. Yes, tomorrow is Freaky Friday Fun Facts. One of our favorite times, at least one of my favorite times of the whole week. I get to do research, look up all kinds of things, make sure my facts are good, and then report them back to the people of Panama City and a couple here in El Valle. Not many, just a few. Yes, indeed. Well, I am sitting in the back patio, happy as a pig in poo, sitting here having a cup of coffee, looking at my beautiful hand-painted wall of toucan and my toucan tire. I am so pleased. I have toucans in the yard. Yay! I got one can, two can, three can, four can. Toucans. Yes, and that artist, she has landed back in Saskatchewan. She's safe and sound back in Canada. Yep, Canada. And the other two gals, one is in Texas and the other is in Louisiana. Yeah, she is a Southern Belle. And she is indeed a Southern Belle. We sure enjoyed their company. Glad they stayed with us for a while. Happy that they are home and safe and sound. All right. Tomorrow is Freaky Friday Fun Facts. Get prepared for something. I don't know yet. I got to look it up today. All right. Until then, back to you in the studio.
Intelligent people have had their say. It's time for the foolish to show the way. Let's lead this wild merry dance. Let's give stupidity a chance. We've heard quite enough of experts and their dealings. Why face the facts when you can just
That's one from the Pet Shop Boys, and give stupidity a chance. Big thanks to Ingrid. No stupidity there. Big thanks to Ingrid and for her daily report about her vibe. Did you see the moon last night? Well, I was out on the balcony when it still came. Unfortunately, I didn't catch it. Just came up. It has sort of come up a little bit, and we had clouds, so I didn't get a good picture of it. Sadly, and then when I went out and did get a picture of it, it was too high and it got smaller. So anyway, we did try. Got a couple of nice pictures though. This, let me see. Oh, where's it? There we go. Bad Moon Rising. CCR. Yes, CCR, Creedence Clearwater Revival and Bad Moon Rising. As I say, rather disappointed I didn't get such a good picture. Did you get one? Well, do send us a copy. Let's have a look. You send it to us on WhatsApp. The number, of course, if you haven't got it, make a note of it, because you can always chat along with us here on The Breakfast Show. 677-18822. It's a nice, easy one, isn't it? 677-18822. That's it. That's our WhatsApp here. You can always drop us a line. Ask for a piece of music if we've got it. We'll see if we can find it. Remember, 677-18822. 677-18822.
Yeah.
Europe and the final countdown. And by the way, if you're a Formula One fan, and there's a few of us out there, it's just been notified that Lewis Hamilton and George Russell have signed a contract now with Mercedes, of course. And that's going through till 2025. Time on the Breakfast Show. If you are keeping eye on the time, we are 26 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock. Still to come, of course, we'll be having a chat with Yasmin.
Listen to me.
And there we go. That is War. That's what that was called. And that was Edwin Starr. Before that, bit of a drama queen. Switches. And drama queen. Keep you an eye on the time. We're making our way to, we are 19 and a half minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock. Don't forget, if you missed the news at 8, we do have it again for you at 9. Having a chat with Yasmin last hour, if we can find a few people that have been born on this day in music, we'll do that as well. Just take a look, because Dr. Computer couldn't make it today. He's travelling on business. But I did just take a little look. It says here, the hacking group, Anonymous. Well, this is the hacking group called Anonymous Sudan. They took X, which we known formerly as Twitter. They took it offline from more than a dozen countries on Tuesday morning in an attempt to pressurize Elon Musk into launching his Starlink service in their country. Well, that didn't work very well, did it? X was down for more than 2 hours, with thousands of users affected. Make our message reach to Elon Musk. Open Starlink in Sudan, the hackers posted on Telegram. X is the latest victim of the gang hacking to benefit Sudan and Islam. Over several weeks of private conversations with the group on the chat app, Telegram, the BBC, spoke to the hackers about their methods and motives. Well, one member of the group, who calls himself Crush, told the BBC that Tuesday's attack flooded X's servers with huge amounts of traffic to take it offline. The same blunt and relatively unsophisticated hacking techniques for which the gang is quite well known. Of course, not just in Sudan, but Anonymous, they're all over the place, aren't they? Not so anonymous, really. This is Gallery. Nice to be with you. And it is, if you're with us this morning, thank you so very much.
Oh, it's so nice to be with you. I love all the things you say and do. And it's so nice to hear you say you're gonna be me in every way. Honey, I got the notion you're causing commotion in my soul.
Baby, you and me
have got something that's real. I know it's gonna
Gallery, and nice to be with you, and it is indeed. Now, we've had all this talk, haven't we, about AI, and apparently it can generate photographs. It takes all these millions and billions and can actually piece them together and make them look like something that you would want. Now, Google apparently is trialling a digital watermark to spot images made by artificial intelligence. in a bid to fight disinformation. Developed by DeepMind, Google's AI arm, SynthID will identify images generated by machines. Now, it works by embedding changes to individual pixels in images so that watermarks are invisible to the human eye but detectable by computers. But DeepMind said it's not foolproof against extreme image manipulation. They say as the technology evolves, it's becoming increasingly more complex to tell the difference between real images and artificially generated ones. As there's a BBC bit-sized quiz for you if you want to take that. Is it real or is it false? On AI image generators, will they become mainstream now with popular tool Midjourney boasting more than 14.5 million users? They allow people to create images in seconds by inputting simple text instructions, leading to questions over copyright and ownership worldwide. Now, Google has its own image generator called Imagen, and its system is for creating and checking watermarks, and they will only apply to images that are using this tool. So there we go. So has anybody generated some good pictures of the moon from last night? No? Sister Sledge, boys and girls. Thinking of you. thinking of you from Sister Sledge. Right, I tell you what, imagine the biggest market for, physical product, the physical product you can. Right? Are you thinking of mobile phones, cars, property? Well, they're all chunky markets, but in the coming decades, a new product will be rolled out that will dwarf these giants, okay? This is according to Geordie Rose, the chief executive of Sanctuary AI. Yes, we're back with artificial intelligence. The Vancouver-based firm is developing a humanoid robot called Phoenix, which when complete will understand what we want, understand the way that the world works, and have the skills to carry out our commands. Now, the long-term total addressable market is the biggest one that ever existed in the history of business and technology, which is the labor market. Yes, it's all the things that we want done, according to them. Now, before we get too ahead of ourselves, he qualifies the statement. He says, there is a long way to go from where we are today. Now, Mr. Rose is unwilling to put a time frame on when a robot might be in your house doing your laundry or cleaning the bathroom. But others I've spoken to in the sector say it could be within 10 years. Dozens of other firms around the world are working on the technology as well. In the UK, Dyson, the guy who makes the vacuum cleaners, is inventing an AI and robotics aimed at household chores. How brilliant is he? Well, he's already doing vacuum cleaners, just that we have to push them around, really, isn't it?
I
There we go. That is Styx and Mr. Roboto. They don't reckon it belong. Within 10 years, you could have somebody going around the house doing all your work for you. Why not? Take us up to the top of the hour. This is Better Days.
Can't make friends. Pray for better days. Now it's 300K when my day ends. Do you remember last night? Cause I blacked out in an all white dress with a back out. Said be careful with a heart cause it's fragile. And thinking about a past make a lash out. You and me, it ain't no worries at all. Any problem, I'll be there in one call. If we locked in, you my dog. If any of you hang pictures on my wall. Eyes like a satellite, AP on my arm and it's shining bright.
Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3. FM, the best place to be in the mornings.
It's Morning Radio, the breakfast show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM. From the heart of Panama City in English.
Las vigas de rodaje colocadas en el viaducto de la línea 3 comienzan a tomar forma y se aprecian en los sectores de San Bernardino, Vista Alegre y Burunga.
I only wanted to have fun. Learning to fly, learning to run. I let my heart decide the way when I was young. Deep down, I must have always known that this would be inevitable. To earn my stripes, I'd have to pay and bear my soul.
Sometimes I just feel it's only me who can stand.
found my feet. They can't look me in the eye. It's like they're scared of me. I try to think of things to say, like a joke or a memory, but they don't recognize me now in the light of day.
Oh,
There we go, two from the ladies. Started off, well, we finished off there with Annie Lennox and Honesty. And before that one, Million Years Ago by Adele. What a great song that is. Gives you goosebumps when you listen to the words. Right, let's see. Oh, yes, good morning. Let's say a very good morning to Bienvenido. He says, hi, good morning, Gent and Bea. I guess I'm the first one. It's a beautiful, bright day. My request for today, you asked if we could play Bad Medicine for you by John Bon Jovi. And wishing everybody, he says, a great day. And P.S., the nights have been too hot. And I'm inclined to agree 100%. Bad Medicine from Bon Jovi for Bienvenido on this morning's breakfast show. And there we go. That's well from Bienvenido, yes.
Good morning, Bienvenido.
Yes, good morning to you. And nice to have you back, Yasmin.
Oh, thank you very much.
Mm-hmm. Did you enjoy your holiday?
Yeah, a little bit. Just it was too hot at home.
Too hot at home. Are you feeling better now? What was it? What was it you got?
What?
What was it you got? You know?
Well, they said it's a virus.
A virus?
Because, yeah. I called the clinic that is near to my house.
Oh, right.
And they
said,
yeah, it's kind of a virus because they have a lot of patients with the same symptoms.
Oh, really? Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. You went to the same restaurant?
No. No.
Anyway, you're better today.
Yes.
Good.
Mm-hmm.
Good. I was lonely. Well, I had Andreas. I was lonely.
How was he? Because he said he was sick before, right?
Yeah. No, but he was fine. He was in good form. He's going off on vacation in a couple of weeks.
Okay.
He's going to Hawaii.
Oh, okay. When is that? In September.
Yeah. He's going to be going over there. But he's not going to Maui. He's going to one of the smaller islands.
Mm-hmm.
He's sort of basically keeping off the main tourist track, I think.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. Okay. There we go.
Oh, that's good.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And let me see. Yeah. Well, so, did you have to miss any appointments because you weren't well?
Oh, yes. Yesterday it was Huawei.
Oh, yes. Yeah,
event.
Yeah.
It was a big event, their anniversary.
Mm-hmm.
And they were calling me. They were like, are you coming? And I'm like, no.
No. They didn't ask if I was going, then. Yeah?
Uh-huh.
They didn't ask if I was going.
Oh, no.
Never mind me. So I'll just sit here and mind my own business. And, I mean, I'm not even the backup anymore. I'm finished. I'm done.
Oh, no.
Nobody wants me.
You got another invitation, but the thing is that it's at 9:30 a.m.
Well, now I know why they didn't ask. Oh, wonderful. Anyway, you're feeling so. What about? Have you got anything else today, or?
No, no.
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 No. Uh huh. Tomorrow. Tomorrow's Friday.
No. Tomorrow maybe I will go with a friend or something.
Oh, you got friends?
Maybe. Oh yes.
Oh,
course.
That's nice. cool. Anyway, glad you're back. Mm-hmm. And what's been happening in the world of music? Tell me.
Okay, we have two people who were born.
Big ones, big ones too, really.
Yeah. And they were born the same year too.
Mm-hmm.
The first one is Bob Welch. He was born in 1945. American musician, a former member of Fleetwood Mac.
Mm.
Welch had a briefly successful solo career in the late 1970s.
Mm-hmm.
His singles included Hot Love, Cold World, Ebony Eyes, Precious Love, and his signature, Sentimental Lady.
And I'm not going to play Sentimental Lady.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to play Ebony Eyes.
Okay.
If I had my way with you, baby, I wouldn't change in your
got to go. That is Bob Welch. And his, says, it did say sort of shortish single career. But I forgot how good that track was.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I haven't played that for a long time.
Yeah, I didn't remember.
No.
Mm-mm.
How was yesterday? Do you remember? Did you listen to the show while you were poorly?
No, I couldn't.
Why?
I don't know. I feel bad.
So if you feel bad, you can't listen to the program because it makes you feel worse, or what?
No, I didn't want to listen to anything.
Well, it's nice to know how popular we are. okay. So, I lost my number one fan.
When I'm sick, yeah.
Yeah. Mm. When I'm sick, I'm not going to talk to you, all right? I'll sit here and talk to everybody else. Who else have we got born on this day of music? Because it's another good one, isn't it?
The next one is Van Morrison, Northern Irish singer, songwriter and musician who had with them the 1965 UK number 2 single Here Comes the Night and the solo 1970 album Moondance, plus over 15 other UK top 40 albums. He has received 6 Grammy Awards.
Well, that's just greedy, isn't it, really?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, 6.
Yeah.
Well, I thought what we would do is not sort of play the normal sort of Van Morrison. We'd go back to the time when he was with them.
Mm-hmm.
Who?
Okay.
Them.
Mm-hmm.
You could have a conversation forever, because there was the band, the Who.
Uh-huh, yeah.
And then you just have the, and them. And in some sense, and who was singing that? Who? No, who was singing that? No, them. Find incredible about that.
Mm-hmm.
That was 1965
mm-hmm.
when that was released.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we made such good music.
Oh, yes.
I mean, really, we really made some good music.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't, I don't know, I find a lot of modern day music sort of false or a bit sort of, you know, just, it's nothing really.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah. You know, I mean, don't get me wrong, I mean, everything is relative, because if you grew up with the music today, you would think differently. But of course, I grew up when music was changing. Mm-hmm. It was changing so much because we were coming out of the time, you know, the 1940s and 50s with big orchestras and things like that. Then we got some more into to pop, and we saw this tremendous change in music.
Mm-hmm.
And that one, Here Come Tonight, it's a classic. Mm-hmm. And it was written by Burt Brenz, by the way. And Them was the group, fronted at that time by Van Morrison.
Mm-hmm.
And number two, got to number two in the UK, number 24 in the US. And Them single is listed at either number 33 or number 36 in the top 100 best-selling UK singles during the calendar year of 1965, depending on the source that you look at.
Mm-hmm.
So there we go. Yeah, what a classic track. Again, it's one I haven't played for a long time.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm.
So, that was exciting. We had a couple of goodies today. It doesn't take much for me to get excited. I'm like a dog. I saw this wonderful little video. It wasn't a very long one on YouTube the other day. So I often watch these videos about, you know, dogs and people looking after the finding, you know, injured dogs and cats and taking them and looking after them. And you see this dramatic change in them as they're... and I think they're really good. But I saw one yesterday. It was about a dog who'd gone wandering off. The babysitter or something had left the door open, and the dog disappeared.
Oh, yeah?
And for 420 days. And then just purely by chance, somebody said they went to this shelter where they keep the dogs.
Mm-hmm.
And the two of them, they went in there and they sort of looked at the dog. You should have seen this dog. It went absolutely apeshit. Yes, went mad. Because it recognized them, obviously, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, it was so lovely to see.
Wow.
Poor little dog thought it was lost and lost its family. And then by chance, they found it. They said purely by luck. So nice story. But to see the dog, oh, it was so happy. Jumping up and down and bouncing and knocking people's teeth out and all sorts of things. they're wonderful. Dogs are wonderful. I mean, I can't have a dog.
No.
No, because because you have to sort of take it out and walk it. Well, no, not in Paideia. They get people to do it. Have you seen them? They got these people going around about 10 dogs on leads, you know, around the streets.
I think it's amazing.
It is amazing. Why aren't they fighting? That's what I want to know.
Because they all walk together very nice,
yes,
you know,
I
so
know.
Elegant.
Yeah. Not like people.
I wonder, like, yeah, how they do that? Wow.
You know, so, yeah. So, yes, you don't have to walk your dog in Paideia, perhaps. funnily enough, I haven't been a dog person. More of a cat person. I'm more of a cat person.
Oh, yes, me too.
Because they just look at you and say, stupid fool. You know, God, what do I have to put up with? That's what it is. They look at you, don't they? Look at you like that. So, what are you on about? You know?
Exactly.
Where's my food? It's that time of the day. I mean, if you've got time, to waste, do go on to YouTube and just look at some of these videos about, you know, funny cats and dogs and whatever. I mean, if you think they're unintelligent, think again, because they're not. Oh, lovely.
Yeah.
And also parrots. Talking of parrots, Lala's
quiet
this morning. She must still be in bed.
And it's beautiful when you see those videos with all together. Cats, parrots, and
oh,
dogs.
Oh, yes. And there's one, because the cat, I mean, the cats have this habit of slapping you. They take their paw and go whack, you know. And you see this sort of dog and cats, you know, living together, and the cat looks at the dog and the dog sort of looks down at the cat, and the cat just goes whack.
Yeah.
And dog runs away. Yeah, if you want to brighten your day up, go along and do have a watch. It really gets you in a good mood. So Bienvenido's come back to us, because he asked for us to play that Bon Jovi track earlier. He says, I miss good music. Yeah, some of today's music is so annoying.
That's true.
It's all a matter of taste, but exciting times when I grew up in music.
Yeah.
And so what are you doing for the rest of the day? Going back and continuing your recuperation?
Or? Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, just taking it easy?
Yes.
All right. Well, have a good day. Will
you
come tomorrow or...
Yes, of course.
Yeah, okay, just checking. Because tomorrow it's just you, me and Ingrid again. Yeah.
Oh, yes.
And anyway, talking of great music, Santana. There's a good band.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
You know who I am. There they are.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Just checking. She's not there. Oh, that's a good track for you. Yes. Go, and that is Santana, and She's Not There, which, by the way, is a cover, because the original version is this one.
Well, no one told me about her, the way she lied. Well, no one told me about her, how many people cried. But it's too late to say you're sorry. How would I know? Why should I care? Please don't bother trying to find her. She's not there. Well, let me tell you about the way she looked, the way she acted, the color of her hair. Her voice was soft and cool, her eyes were clear and bright, but she's not there.
when no one told me about her? What could I do when no one told me about her? The day I knew. But it's too late to say you're sorry. How would I know? Why should I care? Please don't bother trying to find her. She's not there. Well, let me tell you about the way she looked, the way she acted, had the cut on her hair. Her voice was soft and cool, her eyes were clear and bright, but she's not there.
There we go, absolutely brilliant. That's the Zombies, and She's Not There. That was the one that came out before, well before in actual fact, the one by Santana. It was the debut single by the Zombies, and it was written by their keyboardist, Rod Agent. Reached number 12, UK singles chart. That was in September of 1964. Got to number 2 on the Billboard Hot 100 as well in the United States at the beginning of December of 64. Canada, it reached number 2. And Rolling Stone magazine ranked She's Not There number 297 on its list of the 500 greatest songs of all time. She's Not There is also the Zombies' only song deemed, wait for it, lyrically inappropriate following the September the 11th terrorist attack. This was released back in 1964. This is following the September 11 attacks in 2001. Clear Channel Communications, the largest owner of radio stations in the United States, circulated an internal memorandum containing a list of songs that program directors felt were lyrically questionable to play in the aftermath of the September 11th attacks. And by the way, the one from Santana, that was released in 1977. And it was on their album called Moonflower. Their version, it got to number 11 in the UK. Also hit in the US, spending 14 weeks on the Billboard Hot 100 and peaking at number 27, as well as reaching number 20 on the Cashbox Top 100 chart. Bit of blues take us out of this morning's program.
She was nice, kind, and loving to me in every way. Oh, I had a woman. She was kind and loving to me in every way. Oh, she used to love me and bring my breakfast to the bed every day. Oh, for 10 long years she was my pride and joy. Pride and joy. you know I'm all alone. It's all over, baby. Singing the blues, baby. Hell, you know my baby's gone. She's gone, she's
Is that a way to go out, or is that a way to go out? Yes, Eric Clapton and B.B. King on that track. Isn't it brilliant? And that is the 10 long years is what that is called. Well, that's it. Big thanks go out this morning to our Everyday Story Country Folk from Ingrid checking in with us this morning. Of course, it's great to have Yasmin back in the studio. She's been feeling a little bit rough the last few days, but she's back with it, back with us on form. And also big thanks go out to well, to my co-producer Neil, Neil over there in Windsor, in the UK. And don't forget Yasmin's there, but even while she was away, she was looking after all our social media and everybody else's for that matter. And so she's always busy. And big thanks to you. Well, let's do the boys and girls of Grupa Grada first, because they're going to turn me off in a minute. Don't want them doing that too soon. So big thanks to them, especially to Isaac. And also to you, our listeners, advertisers and sponsors, thank you so very much for being with us on The Breakfast Show 89.3 Cool FM. Tomorrow is TGIF. Yes, we like that, don't we? So there's plenty more music tomorrow. Ingrid will be giving us our freaky pump facts for Friday. And Yasmin will be taking a look, rummage around, see who was born on this day in music, as well as what, where and when. But right now, stay tuned to Chad SOSC is coming up with Gigi. So she'll be with you in a few minutes, so enjoy that. Great programming here on Cool FM going right through the day. We'll be back 7 o'clock tomorrow morning here on 89.3, The Breakfast Show. So whatever it is you're doing between now and then, you know what we say, please do it carefully. Why? Well, because I want to be talking to you tomorrow, not talking about you. From me, Jerry D. Till then, ta-ta. You have been listening to The Breakfast Show, a Panama Broadcasting Corporation and Cool FM production. Presented by Jerry D, produced by Yasmin Kiros, co-producer Neil Danby.